Moving on to the next surah. The next, before we go there are just two things with regards to Surah Quraysh. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah states that if a person worships Allah Ta'ala as he is commanded to in this surah, Allah Ta'ala undertakes to provide safety for him in the dunya and the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala will take care of him. The other thing is, Shaykh Abul Hasan rahimahullah writes, the recitation of the surah removes difficulties and fear of an enemy. When a person has got any difficulties, person has got fear of an enemy, then the recitation of Suratul Quraysh will repel that, it will remove that. Moving on, the next surah is Surah Al-Ma'un. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain bad qualities. Some of them are khas to the munafiqeen. It is qualities of munafiqs. In fact, all these are qualities of munafiqs. A true Muslim will not have these qualities. And if a Muslim has these qualities, then it means that that Muslim, we won't say the person is a munafiq, but that person has adopted the qualities of a munafiq. So we must get rid of these qualities. So what are these qualities? Number one, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ, they belie the day of judgment. Now this only a kafir can do. Because once a person belies the day of judgment, he feels that there is no hisab kitab, there is no day of judgment, then automatically the person becomes a kafir. But sometimes we as Muslims, we tend to forget that there is a day of judgment. And although if anybody has to ask us, we will say definitely there is a day of judgment. And if somebody has to come and tell us that there is no such a thing as a day of judgment, we are most probably going to argue with that person and prove to him that there is a day of judgment. But then a person who believes in the day of judgment, he cannot be a person persistent on guna. Because if one believes that one day he has to stand before his Allah and give an account for his actions or her actions, how can that person remain persistent on guna? Yes, we will falter. We will commit some guna here and there. But a Muslim will not be persistent on guna. That person who believes in the day of Qiyamah will not be persistent on guna. So if we are being persistent on guna, although we have this belief that there is a day of judgment, then there is some deficiency. Somewhere along the line there is a deficiency. We need to check ourselves up. Do I really have yaqeen that I am going to stand before my Allah? And we must always remind ourselves of this, that one day I have to pass away. One day reckoning is going to take place. One day I am going to have to give an account of my actions, all my deeds in front of my Allah. The second thing, these people, they are people who repel and disgrace the orphans. They chase away the orphans, they disgrace the orphans. A Muslim never ever does this. A Muslim takes care of an orphan child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many ahadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to people who look after orphans. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith mentioned that the person who is the guardian of an orphan, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and me, referring to himself, we will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. And he joined his two fingers, he put his two fingers, he said, we will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. A person who takes care of an orphan child. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Namat Barakatum, he said that if a person has got a hard heart and he cannot cry, he is unable to cry to his Allah, he should place his hand on an orphan child, on a small child, put the hand on an orphan child. And generally when we talk about orphans, our mind goes towards a very poor person. No. Sometimes there may be orphans in our own family. An orphan is a person without parents, but the person is nabaligh. Once a person becomes baligh, then that person is not an orphan, because nobody's parent is going to live forever. If we have to say that every person who doesn't have parents is an orphan, then the whole world will be orphans. So an orphan is a nabaligh child with no parents. That is an orphan. So we should have compassion, take care of the orphan, look after the orphan. And the best thing we can do for an orphan is make the tarbiyat of that orphan. because the orphan doesn't have the father. The father generally makes the tarbiyat. The mother makes the tarbiyat. Now that orphan child doesn't have the mother and father. So the best gift we can give to that orphan is make the tarbiyat of that child. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other thing is, these people, they do not feed the needy. They themselves, they don't feed the needy. And then over and above that, they discourage others also from feeding the needy. Many a times it happens. We stop by a robot. A person comes begging. One person in the car decides to take out a coin and give that beggar. The other person in the car tells him, "Hey, don't waste your time. These people are glue sniffers." Whether that person is sniffing glue, no matter what that person is doing, who made us the judge over that person? If we give that person something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us. If that person uses the money in the wrong way, Allah ta'ala is going to take that person to task. And then if we say that no, this person is going to take the money and sniff glue, so then let us ask ourselves the question, what are we doing to alleviate the problem? We don't want to give the person the money, but are we going and giving the person a meal? We don't want to do that also, but we just want to point fingers at the person. So if Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq to give something, why must we stop the person? If we don't want to give and we got our reasons, and if we are sincere in what we are doing, we sincerely don't want to give because we really know 100% that that person is going to use the money in wrong, and that's why we're not giving, and maybe we are going to give that person some food or something, then that is between us and Allah Ta'ala. But why stop the other person who wants to do something right? The other person wants to do something right, leave that person to do his right. Continuing, Allah Ta'ala says that these people, they are very, very heedless in their prayer, in their salah. And they perform salah also for show. If they read namaz, one is, in their namaz they are very heedless. They don't have khushu, they don't have khuzu, they are not concentrating on Allah Ta'ala, they are playing around, talking, messing around. Or even if they are not talking, but in the namaz also their mind is on all other things, not concentrating on Allah Ta'ala. And if the person is reading namaz, then he is reading namaz also for show. It's just riyakari. It's just reading to show others. And then these people, they don't give zakat. Now here, the word that Allah Ta'ala uses is ma'un. Ma'un is something very, very small. Something that generally everybody gives. This person, he is even miserly with regards to that. Ma'un generally, how they explain it, our Mufassirin, they tell us, like for example, amongst the housewives in a neighborhood, sometime if one lady ran short of one or two tomatoes or something, she knows she can just send to her neighbor will give it to her, and then later on she may replace the neighbor, and if she doesn't replace also, now what's one or two tomatoes? Nobody is going to take the person to task, as long as the person doesn't make it a habit. Now I remember when in the young days, so some friends used to be smokers, they used to smoke. So people used to, one or two people, they used to tease them. They say these people smoke the brand OPC. They smoke the brand OPC. So everybody used to get baffled. People know the normal brands. Now what they're talking about, these people smoke OPC. They say, no, they smoke other people's cigarettes. They don't ever buy their own cigarettes. They just bump everybody else for a cigarette all the time. So cigarette smoking, we mustn't be. It's not a shan of a Muslim to be a cigarette smoker. Person who got that habit, we should try and give it up. And now the month of Ramadan is the best opportunity to give it up. So some people, they maybe want to use OPTs, other people's tomatoes. Every day they say they ran short of one tomato. So we are not talking about that. What we are talking about is once in a while the housewives, they run short of something. So they just send next door. And those people also, they think nothing of lending it. Person needs some salt, needs one or two chilies. These are small, small things. So he needs to borrow a utensil. Small, small things. Everybody does it. But these people, they are so miserly, they don't even do this.